And at a very young age, from London, you got a chance to get in on the inside. You described this one organization that essentially, you said, controls everything on television, entertainment and news.
That place is actually the Kremlin. There was always a telephone to all the major TV channels, but all kind of coordinated by the Kremlin itself.
But you started out as a producer for one of the networks in that big apparatus called TNT, doing reality shows. It sounds harmless, sounds apolitical enough.
Around 2000, TV started making a lot of money, and they wanted to get producers from the West to come and make their version of The Apprentice or Housewives of New York. And that's why they needed people like me. You have to understand, the Kremlin is very, very aware that they have to make TV entertaining nowadays. Their aim is kind of synthesize political manipulation and entertainment. And so very soon I found that even entertainment had this sort of very insidious element of social control.